Check out Soundbite. It's an amazing new podcast app where you have 14 seconds to say everything. Deep, we do something in 14 seconds.
Here is an explanation of a backpack I heard about.
Nope, that was you talking about what you would do in 14 seconds. And so I bet you can be better at using Soundbite. That's Soundbyte. Get it in the App Store. It's a really cool thing. We're on there as Let's Start a Cult Podcast. Soundbite is the most fun new audio app out there. Download it today.
Hey, guys. Really sorry about that.
You should be sorry that we've been talking the whole time about how horrible you are. Now tell us exactly what happened. But can you bring your roommate on the show?
It's gonna be a part of my cold open.
Oh, I hope not. I was kidding about hearing about your shitty roommate.
No. That's fine. We're fine. It's gonna be good.
I hope that this isn't about your roommate.
It's a story.
Is your cold open really about your roommate?
No, it's a story. Why can't there be a story about a roommate?
Is he going to come on the show?
No.
Why not?
I don't want her to.
Her? Why not?
Because I think she'd be uncomfortable with it.
You're going to talk about her on her. Are you really going to talk about her on her
show?
Well,
no, I was going to change up the details, you know, make females males, make males females.
She's in the next room. She's going to know if she ever hears it. You're so gutless, Deepu. Bring her in the room, and me and Laura will just listen to your argument. Like,
no, this wasn't an argument. This was a tale of unfortunate events.
I don't know that I care. All right, are you ready to start the show? It's not your cold open first, by the way. I hope you realize that.
No, that's fine.
That.
You know what? You don't want me to tell that story? I got another one. Great. Okay?
No, I don't think anyone wants... It's the same with you talking about your creative career. I don't think anyone wants to hear about your career.
Oh, my God. You're making me sound like I'm like this narcissist that talks about these
And I
shows
also
I
don't
do.
Think people... No, I just don't think... I don't think people want to hear what, like what you're doing with your life. I think they want to hear your genuine opinions. I think they want fucking content. I don't think they want to hear what you and your roommate what
All right,
happened.
Fine.
Like, you guys found some rats in the sink?
Someone shat all over the bathroom.
Great. And
someone you don't know who?
We don't know who. We have 8 suspects. I'm technically included. We have there's a lot of people in this house. So I've actually the joke I was gonna like make, I kinda made up this story to go along with it. And I'm getting, like, this feedback on my headphones right now. But, So I kind of made up the story, like, I was hired as a private investigator to find out who shat.
What? This is what you do. You are too creative, Deepu. That's already an interesting story.
Thank you.
Well, but you were going to ruin it. Had I not interrupted you and said, don't tell that story, you were going to tell the worst version of it.
I know, but
it's
that's what I do.
It's already an interesting... I'm done. Okay, can I please start my episode? Laura has to say a word here. She's going to be whispering the whole fucking time. I'm pretty excited about it.
Me too.
All right, Laura, are you ready?
I am totally ready.
Laura, you got it. You got it. How is this? Is this the volume we're at? Is this where we're going to be? With the...
Am I still whispering?
For sure. I feel like people talk in libraries.
Yeah, but there's just not anyone who's talking is talking at this volume.
Okay, we'll accept this volume.
I don't know what your podcast is about, though. I mean,
it's a shouting contest. It's been described in the past as a shouting contest.
I didn't even bring a knife to a gunfight.
You didn't even bring a knife. Okay. Are you ready? Deepu, I don't have a cold open. Bring it in.
All right, this is Let's Start a Cult Podcast, Tree Saga, what episode is it?
Oh, shit, I didn't give you the name. I don't know how to say it, so I have to actually send you the text of it. Hold on.
Okay.
I have to type it to you, and you're going to have to guess how to say it.
I'm scientifically minded, so this will be...
It looks simple. It looks simple.
Uh-huh.
But there's a lot of choices. It's in the text right there.
Oh, Cambium. This is the Tree Saga Cambium episode, mic edition, theme song by Freddie Unreal of the Turnbucklers.
So, I wanted to bring a guest on just to talk to you guys. He's gonna take the mic for a second. I've got an exclusive interview with, I don't know if you guys know who this is, but he's the man who's never been passed in a car before. So if you guys want to ask him any questions, I'm gonna hand it to him, and you can ask him some questions. Are you guys prepared? Hold on, Laura. I want to ask you something.
Yeah.
Do you know how big of a get this is?
I mean, never been passed in a car before.
Never. When he drives, no one ever passes him.
It sounds like he has a huge dick.
It sounds like you can ask him, but please don't ask him about. This is what I'm talking about, Laura. Ask him anything. Don't. This is a big get. Don't ask him about his penis.
I'm sorry.
We'll work there. Come on, we'll get there.
Be a professional here.
We'll set him up.
No, hold on. Hold on. I'm going to leave the room and bring him in. Don't get there, Deepu. What is get there? Who on your list of interviewees are you like, somewhere in it, I'm going to bring up his dick size?
Laura wants to know how big his Johnson is. I'm going to get him there.
I don't see anyone with, less than 12 inches being that good at driving, being that fast.
Are you saying he's using it as an appendage? I don't care. Okay, look, I'm gonna hand it over to him because he's coming in the room and there's a godly glow around him.
What's his name?
He's achieved some sort.
I have given up names. My name is not important anymore.
Okay, so
I am the man who has never been passed.
Okay, how old are you? You sound very old.
I am timeless. I am without being.
Okay, so are you
Me and my Camry are without time and space.
Okay, so, Laura, do you have any questions for this gentleman here?
Ask me, peons!
What year of a Camry?
It is a 1997 Camry.
Wow, you've never been passed on the freeway.
Champagne brown.
Oh, God.
We're a single pinstripe.
This vomit-colored bullet is just speeding across our nation.
Laura, you seem to be whispering. Speak up like you are immortal like me.
Is it you?
No less good English from someone who is not capable of my skills. Very good try in a sentence, child. I shall give you another attempt. Great try again.
Okay, I have a question.
Go.
Is this like a technicality? Like you live in a desolate area, so not only do you never see cars ever, you've also never been passed.
I have fought the bravest cars who tried to pass me. None have escaped my fearless driving. Or they all have escaped it. I've escaped all of them. Laura, sentence number 3.
What's the first car you remember passing?
As I say, I am without time. I am beginning. I am Alpha and Omega. But to answer your question... Ford Taurus.
I was expecting the people that carried Cleopatra, that was technically a car.
You dumb piece of shit.
I thought you said you were timeless.
I am without time. But it also has to be cars.
Oh. Do you attribute it to the Camry or to yourself or to your relationship with the Camry?
Great question. Me?
That's what I was trying to ask before.
I am great. I assume had I not had the Camry, I would run on the highway because no one is allowed to pass me. Let me explain something to you, Laura. When people drive, they want to come into my lane. It is my lane. And by not letting them in, I have conquered the universe. Next question.
Do you always stay in the left lane? Which is known to be in the passing
lane. Lanes.
You stay in all
as
lanes.
You call it a passing lane, I call it Ted's lane.
Okay.
The middle lane is Ted's second lane.
Has anyone ever reported you for aggressive driving or?
Yes. And the cops come to me. They go. First of all, no one that's ever called in aggressive driving has ever gotten caught. So stop making that phone call, people. Waste of time. Don't know why people do it. I'm gonna call in your license plate. Okay. Have you ever known anyone that's gotten pulled over and they said, oh, someone called your license plate in? Like, this is a fucking Dick Tracy movie? Never! So first of all, stop wasting your goddamn quarters. Don't make that phone call. That's first. But yes, many times, and they come to my door. But they can see that I am a mighty man. And also I have diplomatic immunity.
How do you have diplomatic immunity?
Yeah.
Monaco! Next question.
Okay. Do you not let people pass you on, like, when you're walking places?
I don't walk anywhere. I drive my Camry into Walgreens and I crush everyone. It makes it hard to shop at Walgreens because one week you're like, I don't need anything for, you know, I don't need beauty products. But then, uh-oh, you got a pimple next week. Uh-oh, the whole beauty section has been crushed by my Camry.
That's always a dilemma. That's totally true.
Is there a car you're, like, really proud that you didn't let into your lane? Like, someone you, like, tried, or, like, just something where you felt really good about not letting them in?
This is a great question. A, all cars, especially old people, anyone with a handicap sticker, all those who put blinkers on, fill me with rage, and I see their blinker like Babe Ruth pointing at the end of a home run. Oh, you will not tell me what to do. I determine where you go. I am proud to stop all of those who use blinkers. And I want to punch everyone who waves at me when they, they have the right of way. And so they get, you wavers.
I'm trying to picture how you handle on ramps. Like when you're trying to get onto a highway, you know, you have to wait on the ramp for a window to show up so that you can merge.
You normally.
So you just go speeding onto the on ramp.
Right on the highway.
You just shoot onto the highway and then you're
shoot right on there.
Not one person passes you. Love it. I love
not
it.
Not one.
And you're still alive.
Of course.
You're not a ghost of some kind.
You could say this, but I am alive. I am forever alive. I am never alive or dead, for I have achieved immortality! I now have to go. Is there any other questions you have for me?
Guilty pleasure song?
Oh, great. Great, great question. Andy Grammer, honey, I'm good. Okay, here we go. Gotta go. I'm gonna get my Camry and drive on out of my room. It's filled with exhaust in here.
Oh. Wow. Hey, guys, yeah, I had to leave because the car took up my whole apartment. So,
crazy how it
well,
didn't
not
take
like
out
the whole
your
apartment.
You're recording.
You missed
that.
A great chat with this guy.
Yeah, I just didn't want to die from carbon monoxide. I actually have to open a window. Hey, so we're taking a break here to do Mike and Deepu Shout Your Shit, and we're shouting this week our shit. Let's Start a Cult podcast is doing a series on Soundbite. We're doing three of them. One's called The Veggie Dating Service, in which we talk about vegetables dating themselves and dating each other. They're just looking for love out there. See what the vegetables... What's your favorite vegetable, Deepu? Genuinely.
I like radish, man. Big fan of
really
radish.
Really big fan of radishes?
Yeah.
Do you eat... When they come on, like, sushi, you eat them?
Love it. I mean, Japanese...
Never. I hate that. Radishes ruin everything. They really do ruin everything for me. But that's not what you're going to hear about radishes looking for love on Soundbite. I really like this idea of 14-second clips. I think it's a genre that's worth exploring, and it's great new media, and Soundbite is bringing you our best versions of this series of using this new format of 14 seconds. So go to Soundbite, the app, that's SoundByte, and look up Let's Start a Cult Podcast, all one word, and you can hear our amazing comedy that we're uploading there. Hey, let's go to our first segment of the show, which is We Didn't Take a Survey. Let's do that now. So We Didn't Take a Survey is this is Let's Start a Cult Podcast. This is an anti-groupthink podcast. So essentially, we want to take things that people think and that we just let go by, and we want you to question them. So Laura, in this section, what we're going to do is this is going to be a lot more inclusive. The hosts bring up an idea that we think should just go away, but everyone accepts. And then a few weeks after it, we talk to people and we get their opinion on the street. But right now we didn't because we didn't take a survey. I think that we should get rid of form letters entirely.
Okay, what's a form letter? What's a form letter?
What's a form letter? Are you asking genuinely, or are you asking for the purview and scope of my statement?
No, just genuinely, what is the definition of a form letter? Because, you know,
if you get rejected from a job, they write, "Thank you for applying. We have reviewed all the candidates."
What would you prefer instead?
No, I would prefer the smallest amount of paper if it has to be paper. I would prefer a one word email if it has to be an email. It just says no, rejected.
That's a little cold, isn't it?
Why is that cold? Why is that any? It's the same as typing all this shit out.
Give me a
Laura,
little padding.
Thoughts.
Okay, go.
Hold on. Laura, thoughts?
Well, if it was accepted by society already, we would just be used to it. We'd just be used to getting a one word no email, which I'm really into, but that would still be a form. That would just be all right, send all BCC this no to everybody.
But
I think
at least they want
you to feel like they care. Because on some level, whoever it is, say it's a festival rejection, hypothetically, they're like, hey, everyone who gets this letter is going to have at least a second of a gut punch. And for me, it's like when I read the first line of the rejection, you know, in the email where you get the little preview of the first sentence, it's like when it starts, it's like, "Dear Laura, thank you for applying to this year's da da da." I already know it's a rejection, but now I click it open and it follows through to the however, you did not qualify for a spot this year. So I learn it over 10 seconds. I don't know. I started out on your side, and I feel like I came around. I like to dip my toe into the rejection before just plunging in.
Let's go to Deepu. Deepu, you're saying that Laura should grow up and just take the rejection right away, right?
No, I think okay. I'm like
I tried to,
day,
Laura. I tried
like
to sway him to my side with peer pressure. It didn't work. I think maybe that's possibly the only legitimate argument that I can think of, because I can't think of one. Because the other way of it, which is someone is just typing it. You were on my side at first. It's why do people have to waste their fucking time typing it?
They might be crying. They might be crying while they're doing it.
They're rejecting you, dumbass.
But sometimes you can tell someone really tried.
You had potential. And there's a typing.
No, if they would tell you. Laura, what were you saying?
Oh, well, I'm thinking about, I don't know. I'm thinking about, older people I met doing community theater, for example.
Laura, is your phone still recording?
It is.
Great.
So
community theater people.
Oh, sorry. Well, that's on me. I'm thinking about when I was a kid, I did community theater. And that, of course, brought a lot of, older, middle-aged people who was, they hadn't done anything creative their whole life. And suddenly, they had this, freedom to, and they realized, hey, I always wanted to do art. I wanted to be creative. I wanted to tap dance or whatever. And my dad said no, but now I'm going to do it. And then they would audition, and it wouldn't be very good. That would be a difficult rejection letter to write.
Let's say here. I agree with you in that instance. That person should be dealt with more softly, and that person probably should go into any amateur or someone, going after an ambition that perhaps they're self-conscious about. They should find a place where people will play with them with kid gloves. But what I'm talking about
That's
is
true.
Even that person, if they got a form letter, it makes them feel no better unless they're stupid enough to think it's not a form letter.
It's true.
Which they're not. They're never no one is that stupid ever, because no one ever writes even with form letters. I'll even compromise with this, Laura. How about instead of just the one form letter, you bother to take the time to write one sentence per person?
Yeah. Right? It takes the same amount of time.
Right. Just tell them why. If it's some creative thing, hey, I didn't watch it. I don't care. You're not famous. Or if it's a job, it's hey, you smell bad. I don't know. I think everyone would be better if they just said something. And I'll tell you, all right, this is the thing that I want you guys to process for me, because I don't know if people relate for this. I think about life as oh wait, we've lost a Deepu.
Oh.
What happened here? Maybe someone crapped on his computer. Come on, let's find out.
Oh my god.
Honestly, I don't need him here.
Oh.
Hey, what did you do?
How dare you?
I don't know what the fuck happened there. I just couldn't hear shit for like a whole minute, and then I just then it disconnected. So we're back. Hey, sorry about that. I'm still recording, so.
Nice. Great.
Well, you've ruined everything. Okay, wait. So, Laura, you didn't. You were great, Deepa. Laura, process this for me. I think of life as wasting calories. I know it's a weird way to think about life, but I think about everything everyone does. Like for me, I think about things in reverse. You know how people are like, oh, I wish people weren't starving. I actually look at when people eat and people are walking around, I actually think about it in the reverse. I go, I hope that everyone on planet Earth, and this is me being genuine. I hope that no one has to spend food energy and food calories on something stupid and useless. So when I think, if you want the Jedis to reel back from a change in the universe here, when I think of every person that's had to type a form letter, I think about all the calories lost to typing form letters. Like, holy shit.
Mm-hmm. Okay,
oh
that.
Oh my god.
100%. Wasting calories. I like that.
But think of all the calories saved from just copying and pasting that same form letter.
Great point, Deepa. Mm-hmm. Laura, respond.
Well, oh boy.
Hey, we're about to save a lot of calories with automation, bro. You better be scared for your job, dog.
I received the same form letter twice today in response to a customer service complaint. So I actually, like, as soon as you said that, Mike, I was very, very devotedly on your side. Because that's what they do now with automation is they take a couple of buzzwords from your email and they guess what your problem is based on that. And they send you one of these form letters. And it's like, oh, we apologize for the issue with the GPS. Like, da-da-da-da-da. It doesn't address whatsoever what I said.
So much.
Yeah.
That's an amazing point because Deepu, this rejects your point at all, which, you know, we're just debating here, but Laura's point makes sense that if you deal with this type of automation, this is the type of technology that gets out of hand. I'll tell you guys how I was very inappropriate somewhere. We could end this segment and I've thought about another story where you can talk about groupthink where I went too far. I did go too far, but it almost got worse than that. So in a few weeks, we'll get opinions from you, the listeners. We didn't take a survey. Okay, so did I talk about this on the show, Deepu? About going to the movie theater and getting a return ticket?
Getting a return ticket? No, I don't think you ever brought that up.
Okay, so I really almost lost my mind here, Laura, in terms of this automation shit going. So why do Asimov and all these people that write stuff, why are they like, be wary of robots? All these people, I know literary things, all these people that write stuff, why do they warn you against robots? I think this is lost all the time. People think that we should be just scared of technology. What they were saying is like, you should make choices. Like, you shouldn't automate your lives to the point where you don't make choices. So I hate it when people are like, oh, anti-technology, the robots are taking over, when it's like a phone. When it's like, no, the phone does what you want. It's not like despite our conversation earlier about the phones dying, the phone has the right to live and die, though, Laura. That's been proven.
This is about Apple. This isn't about my phone. I love my phone.
Right. So what I'm saying is the phone still does what you want. It's not a scary technology where like the phone just does things. So I go to this movie and honestly, the previews were so bad and it was 20 minutes of previews that I was like, I have to leave. This is the worst thing ever. I can't even sit through these previews. I have to leave. So the movie theater.
You left during previews for the previews. That's fine.
I honestly, it was like, they're so horrible. And it's like, it's 20 minutes of movie. If I was watching TV show and it was 20 minutes of horribleness, I would not wait until the 20th minute to turn it off.
And you walked in for the movie?
I walked in for the movie and I was up to 10 and I knew there was like 4 more previews and there was 10 minutes already of like the fucking worst movies I'd ever seen and I just left. I was like, I can't sit through that. I can't. So the movie theater has a policy of giving you a coupon or money back if you don't go before – if you leave before the movie starts. Like if you get sick or if you don't go into the theater, they have that policy. My ticket was printed wrong. So the barcode was ruined.
Oh.
So fine. But the woman like scans it and goes, and the guy who ripped my ticket was there, so he knows I'm not like making it up. The manager comes over, this little fucking goblin of a person.
No, you're the goblin. I can tell. Like right now, you're being the nuisance.
I don't care. It's two goblins then.
You're mad about previews right now.
It was really bad. Come on.
But what happened?
So she comes over and she tries to scan it, and it doesn't scan it. Her and the guy working there are trying to figure it out, and then you know they're just saying between each other like it doesn't scan. And then she looks at me and goes, "The computer won't scan it." And then there's this long silence while she looks at me, as if I'm supposed to do something. Where I'm like, "Okay, aren't this was where I went too far. I go, "Aren't you a fucking human being?" And there was a long silence between her because I guess my question had confused her when I gave her the fucking Blade Runner test.
You broke her
and
programming.
So I go, "Aren't you a fucking human?" And she just doesn't know how to respond. I go, "Just take money out of the register. You know I bought a ticket. Like, I'm standing in front. Why are you listening to the computer?"
But she doesn't know if you paid cash. She doesn't know if you paid credit. She's got a
fucking Who cares? Who cares? There's multiple
the
witnesses there
cares.
Going, yeah, we
the
just
The owner's
going to
accuse
guy.
Her of stealing money if it's not sorted
okay,
properly.
Deepu.
Yeah.
There was a ticket. I was going to leave my ticket. It was ridiculous. It was like, mm-hmm. Aren't you a human being?
You don't fuck with the system, bro. Just let it.
See,
I know
you're
you got screwed
issue.
With the bad
You're ticket. The person who should be afraid. You should be afraid of technology because you are going to do exactly what computers tell you to do, Deepu. I can tell.
Yeah. I went to CVS one time because I'm a dog
walker. Oh, Laura, don't brag. Went to CVS. Okay, sorry. Go on.
I'm sorry. It's part of my opulent lifestyle.
No, I think I should be sorry. Go on with the story.
Well, I'm a dog walker, and in the summer it gets
Again
hot.
With
and
the bragging.
So I know.
I'm sorry. I have to stop. I'm just doing shtick now. So go on.
No, I do. When I say I'm a dog walker, I feel like I'm bragging. I have a good job. But when the sun is out, I'll leave. I'll forget my sunglasses, whatever. I buy a lot of sunglasses over a summer.
Yo,
and
preach. I am there with you.
Yeah. They're so easy to forget at night or whatever. You leave, it's not bright in the morning. And then
I have sunglasses
stuck.
Like Neo has magazines of bullets in the Matrix. I have more. You look at the amount of sunglasses I have and carry with me and are hidden places like Mr. and Mrs. Yeah. Smith. And you're like, what is the sun doing to your eyes that you think you have so many? But
And
Fuck
yet,
those people.
Aren't they all in the same two places and you still find yourself needing to buy more because you left them all in your bedroom? Yeah.
Constantly losing them, yeah.
Constantly losing them. So I went into a CVS and I saw they had a very limited selection, but I saw one pair that I liked. It didn't have a UPC code on it, and you know the rest. The lady looked at me and was just like, I can't sell this to you. Nope. And I was like, look, I'll give you more than it's worth, but like, just, I need
oh, no.
the sunglasses.
Oh no, that does break their programming. Like, let's make a deal. I understand the problems that Deepu's describing where you don't want the same thing. Here, take a bribe. Keep the rest of the money. Keep the change. Here's a tip, CVS employee. They don't understand that at all. They don't understand commerce when they have to listen to a machine.
Yeah, exactly. Like, it didn't even feel like a bribe. I mean, I don't know. And then also, like, she's like a townie and like right in the middle of like Beacon Hill and stuff. And she
just
like
get some regional hatred in here.
I don't. Well, to be fair, like she deals with tourists all day. But,
oh,
like,
I see what you're saying.
But it was like I have this like real need. Like sunglasses are not really a trivial thing. That's why I'll drop $20 I don't have on a pair in the middle of the day when I have three other pairs at home.
Laura, like, you've inspired a whole episode. We're doing a whole thing on sunglasses. People disrespect sunglasses too much.
I'm into that. I will listen to that episode.
Yeah, you got to come back on and really lay into people and whisper them down.
You know, it's a medical need as long as...
It's a medical need! Thank you! It's a medical need!
But, you know, I mean, not to get political, but I...
Let's get political.
Just increasingly, like, I'm not even shocked.
Hold on, can I make a political statement for you? Laura wears her sunglasses at night. So she can. Shut up.
So
Stevie.
I can.
So she can. So she can. I don't remember what the actual line is. So
I don't think I've ever known.
What's political about sunglasses? I'm really excited.
Oh, no, just like the idea that, like, you can look at someone who's directly suffering, who you can directly make their immediate, just like, medical health better with so little effort on your part, and you're still just like, nah.
Oh, yeah, you think that's bad. I'm planning on doing a whole 3 years of this podcast on people letting the public use their bathrooms.
Right?
Because at some point someone says, no, that's legal to do. And a lawmaker says, yes, that's legal. We'd literally rather have our citizens shit in the streets than to use plumbing. We'd literally rather have you shit your pants. Congratulations. That's possibly the first political statement we've made on the show. And on that, let's end it out. You just heard this episode. And you know what you can hear? More stuff. Assuming you heard this episode, you can hear other things. Deepu, where can they hear more stuff?
On the Soundbite app.
That's Soundbite, Soundbyte. Download it today.